Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Senator John Thune, the senator talking cool. We're back on that in just a moment.
Stop changing fly control products each season and turn to Altacet IGR for hornfly specific control year after year. This IGR passes through cattle and into manure where hornflies lay eggs, preventing adult flies that interfere with cattle health and profitability. With this premixed feed through, you won't be measuring fly control into cattle minerals, you'll be measuring added weight gains. With no known resistance and still only 2 to 3 cents per head per day, make Altacet IGR the only choice for your mineral supplement. Contact your feed dealer today or go to altacetigr.com.
It's the Spur Ranch Back to Grass Female Sale coming Saturday, May 21st, 1 p.m. at the ranch 15 miles west of Vinita, Oklahoma. Over 325 head will sell as 200 lots. For details, you can go to spurranch.com or give them a call 918-256-5850. Spur Ranch is proud to offer cattle that grow, gain, and grade. You can attend the Back to Grass Sale in person or check it out on liveauctions.tv. Go to spurranch.com for information. Farm broadcasters, including our own Casey Shepherd in Washington, recent days for Washington Watch. One of the speakers that she watched and listened to, Senator John Thune of South Dakota. Senator Thune indicates he's not yet on board with the Grassley-Fisher bill that would mandate cash cattle trade. Says that the cattle industry is simply not in agreement on which direction to go. And he says if most cattle groups were on board with that measure, he would be supportive as well. One issue that he says is garnering considerable support, country of origin labeling. M-Cool.
The one issue that does seem to unite most of them, with one exception or two, is country of origin labeling. And, you know, we were able successfully to get that into the 2002 Farm Bill. We got it into the 2008 Farm Bill again. In each case, it was struck down by the World Trade Organization, and it got repealed in 2015, which I opposed because of fear of retaliation based on a World Trade Organization decision that would enable some of our trading partners, namely Mexico and Canada, to retaliate against the United States, and there was a concern that they would hit agricultural commodities. But I think we need to come up with a way of wording this so that it can withstand a World Trade Organization challenge and ensure that we're willing to defend it at the World Trade Organization, which is something we haven't done in the past.
Let's clarify what Senator Thune is saying. The WTO ruled against the cool rule of the U.S. in 2014. The Obama administration then appealed it, not once but twice, and the WTO rejected those appeals both times. In November of 2014, Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack, under the Obama administration, saying that there is no additional regulatory fix for cool that would be consistent with U.S. law as it exists and would also satisfy the WTO. Thus, when $1 billion of retaliation was announced by the WTO for Canada and Mexico, the U.S. Congress had little choice but to repeal it at the end of 2015. Now, over 6 years later, we've still got senators looking at ways to redo country of origin labeling. Senator Thune, one of those working on legislation.
We have a bill, John Tester and I do, that would essentially allow USTR working with USDA a year to come up with a WTO-compliant version of country of origin labeling. And if they don't, then we would just move forward with a cool bill legislatively up here. But the belief is that because they haven't been willing in the past to defend this at the World Trade Organization, that if they have input into this and how it gets drafted, that we could draft it in a way that perhaps would comply with WTO requirements, and even if it gets challenged, that they would be willing to defend it. So we want to give them an opportunity to have some input into this. So that's a piece of legislation we're working on, and like I said, it's not unanimous in the ag community, but it enjoys, I think, pretty broad support.
Years after the repeal, South Dakota Senator John Thune still wanting mandatory country of origin labeling to be once again the law of the land. The trick is it has to look significantly different than our earlier mandatory cool. Otherwise, Canada and Mexico can immediately impose the $1 billion in tariffs annually already granted to them by the WTO. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Midwest Farm Shows is the longest-running sponsor of our daily farm and ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma. The Oklahoma City Farm Show just completed another successful run at State Fair Park, and preparations are underway now for the Tulsa Farm Show next December. For information on the Tulsa Farm Show, call a show manager at 507-437-7969. Also, check our website at OklahomaFarmReport.com for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.